Begin the current daf, Masechtas Chulin daf Chav Dalet. Begin 17 lines down with the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah is regarding contrasting and comparing two different things that by one, what's valid by it is invalid by the other one, and what's valid by that other one is invalid by that first one. Says the Mishnah, Kasher b'kehanim pasul b'levim. There are certain things that are valid by kehanim, but are invalid by the levim. And kasher b'levim pasul b'kehanim. And what's valid by the levim is invalid by the kehanim. That is kehanim levim. They come from the same shevet, the tribe of Levi, from one of the 12 shvatim. However, then Moshe and Aaron then divided. Aaron, his children became the kehanim, and Moshe's sons became the levim. And there are certain qualifications that are valid only by one and exclusive to the other one. As we learn, Turner Ben Linda Brisa expounds. Kehanim b'mumin pesulim. Regarding the kehanim, they're invalid regarding certain blemishes that the Torah mentions are considered blemishes by kehanim, and they're invalid to do the avodah. But b'shan m'ksheim. But regarding the years, there's no expiration date on the avodah of kehanim. In contrast, levim b'mumin ksheim. Levim, they're valid even if they have certain physical blemishes. But b'shan m'psulim. But they're actually invalid regarding certain ages where if they're younger than 30 or over 50, they actually cannot do the service that levim do. Says the Brisa, Nimsa comes out, Kasher b'kehanim pasul b'levim. What's valid by kehanim, which is years, is invalid by levim. And Kasher b'levim pasul b'kehanim, what's valid by levim, which is mumin, is invalid by kehanim, because like we said, kehanim are invalid if they have certain blemishes. So the Gemara explains this source. Manan Mili, where do we know this from? The Tarmon, the Brisa, the Pasuk says about Midbar, Zeis asher l'levim. This is what is for the levim. Now the question is, Matamalema, what is the Pasuk teaching where Zay sounds like an exclusionary terminology? Oh, this is for the Levim. What's that coming to say? So on that says the Brisa Lefishanem, because the Pasuk says afterwards, what's for the Levim? It says, Umiben Chamishim Shana Yashim. When they're 50 years old, then they come back, they stop doing the work they were doing that Levim had to do in the Mishkan. So Lamanu, that teaches us, Levim, Shashan and Paislam, like we said, that regarding the Levim, their years are a certain invalidating factor. Over 50, you're done, you can't do that void anymore. So Yachal, Mumin, Paislam, you would think that physical blemishes should also invalidate Levim. Because if it didn't, it's a Kavachem, it's logical to say that. Because the Ma'kahanim, if we find regarding the Kahanim, She'en Hashan and Paislam, where years do not invalidate by them, as the Gemara is going to later on explain, that this Pasuk of Bezeis Asher Levim, when it says Asher Levim, says it's for Levim, but not for Kahanim. This invalidation regarding age. And yet, Mumin Paisel Behem, so by Kahanim, even though the age is not a problem, but blemishes are, so Levim, Shashan, and Paisel Behem, so regarding Levim, where age is a problem, Ein Adin Shiyu, Mumin Paisel Behem, isn't it a Kabbal Chayim that blemishes should also be a problem for them? Tamalayim, that's what the Pasuk is teaching us when it says, Zay Sashel Levim. Because this whole Pasuk, this whole statement, Zay Sashel Levim, is superfluous because the whole parasha over there is Tumah Levim. We know what Tumah Levim. The pasuk should have just started off like the next word say, Miben Chamesh Ves Mishana, when he's 25 years old, is when he goes out to start becoming a soldier, start going into the army of the Levim to go ahead and do certain things in the Avodah, the Mishkan. So what is it teaching, if it's unnecessary? It's saying, Zayis LaLevim, this halachic category, which is age, as a problem, that's for Levim. But there is no other halachic problem for the Levim, meaning they don't have the problem about mumin, about blemishes. The exclusionary terminology is saying is that this is the only problem of age, but not of blemishes. Now, go to the flip side. You would think that kahanim should be invalidated by certain age. Because valedinu, you have a kavochem the other way. If regarding Levim that we just proved in the pasuk of Zeis Asher Levim, that blemishes are not a problem for them, and yet, Shan and Paislam, still years, as the Pasuk says, are a problem for them. So, Kahanim, Shamum, Paislam, so we're going to count them that do get invalidated by blemishes. In addition to Shan and Paislam, this is the Kabbalah, that for sure that the age should be a problem, because Levim, that not even invalidated with blemishes. And yet, obviously, we see that what's more severe is years. So, then count that are invalidated by blemishes, for sure should be invalidated by age. Tamalim, that's what we learned from this Pasuk. Zeis is the exclusionary terminology, telling us for Levim that this is the only problem they have. But the next words, Asher LeLevim, that's for Levim, teaches us, V'loy Asher LeKahanim. That this problem that the Pasuk talks about for years is only for Levim and not for Kahanim. So therefore you know that age is not a problem by Kahanim. Now, continues the Braisa, Yachal af b'shilu b'beis olam. You would think that this halacha that we're talking about, that age is a disqualifying feature by Levim, would be even not only when the Jews were in the Midbar in the desert by the Mishkan, but even when they subsequently came to the Mishkan in Shiloh, which was in Eretz Yisrael, and the beis olam, I mean the beis hamikdash, that which was lasted forever, but was destroyed, but that was the final resting place of the Kedusha, where there, the service of Levim in Shiloh, once they came to Eretz Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash, was only to close the gates and to sing. Meaning, unlike what they did in the Midbar, which they had what was called Masa Kosev, that they would carry the tabernacle, the Mishkan, on their shoulders when they went from one location to another. So you would think that Cain, that you would have the same invalidation about years. That's what the Pasuk teaches in Mount Midbar, when it says that from 30 years up until 50 years up, whoever comes lavod avodas avodah, to come to serve the service of service, vavodas masen, the service of carrying, that's where it says that regarding that from age 30 to 50, which tells us lo yamarta, I didn't say this qualifying feature of age elibizman shavodah, because of only at a time in history when the service of levim was by carrying the parts of the mishkan on their shoulders. Once they came to Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have that service anymore, and therefore age is not a disqualifying feature anymore for levim. As the Brisa continues, and qualifying the age bracket of about the Avodah Levim, Kasev Echad Emer, one pasuk says, Mi ben chamish ve'esim shana v'mala. It says that Levim start doing the Avodah of Levim once they reach age 25 and up. Now, for Kasev Echad Emer, the problem is there's another pasuk that says, Mi ben shleishim, from 30 years up. So says the Brisa, Eif shalem shleishim, you can't say it starts when they're 30. Shekvan nem chafek is already a pasuk that says when they're 25. But v'yif shalem chafek, you can't say it starts when they're 25. Shekvan nem shleishim, because the pasuk already says they do it when they're 30. So Hakeitza, how do you resolve this? Says the Braisa, it's stages. Chafei l'talmud, when they're 25 is when they come to learn the halachas of the service of the Avodah, of how to do it. Ushleishim l'Avodah. And when they're 30 is when they actually start doing the Avodah, the service in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Mikan l'talmud shlei ra simen yafa b'mishnah sefer. From here we learn that a student who has not had success in his learning, meaning he learns but he forgets, that he shanim, that for a period of 5 years he's been doing this and not being successful, shuvein eraya, then he's not going to see success anymore. Like we see, we give the limit of 5 years for levim to get it and then to go to work and do the avodah. If not, then they're not going to see that success, then he's not going to get it anymore. Now Rabbi Yisim, he says actually gimel shanim, you need to be successful in your learning in a period of 3 years. Shnei Malkus is a pasuk in Daniel that says ulagadlam shanim shalish, and to bring them up in the period of 3 years. And like the pasuk was saying before that, ulalam them sefer v'loshen kasdim, to teach them the books and the language of the kasdim, you see that a period of 3 years was the requisite time to teach them a subject matter. Now, v'idach but the Tanakama, who said that no, it requires 5 years, he says the pasuk in Daniel is not approved because shani loshen kasdim, the language of the kasdim is different, the kol, because it's easy. Yes, yeah, so that shouldn't take more than 3 years. But in the other real subject, we give up to 5 years. But V'idach, Rabbi Yesi would say that no, there's no proof regarding this that we show that Levim had 5 years to learn the Hilchas of Avodah, because he holds it's only usually three, because Shani Hilchas Avodah Halachas of the service of the Beis HaMikdash are different, did Kifin, because they're actually very difficult in regards to having to take down the Mishkan, to take the pieces apart, to go ahead and then put it back up, and to figure out all the different connections of the beams and all the different parts, and the singing that they had to have by the Karbanos, both with musical instruments and by mouth, which is a whole music lessons and voice lessons, and therefore that was something that took 5 years, but generally it takes 3 years. That's their machlokes, how long does it require a subject matter, and then that's the limit, is it 3 years or is it 5 years? Continuing on these halachas, Tarabon within the Braisa. Kayin mishayavish de Cyrus. A kayin, once he brings two pubic hairs, which is generally at age 13, which is a sign of becoming an adult, is an age. In contrast, before age 13, or before he brings two Cyrus, as the Gemara is going to later on bring, the pasuk says, ish mizaracha, ish always connotes an adult, not a minor. So a kain only from when he brings two pubic hairs, actually asking until he gets older, he's kash l'avayda, that's when he's valid to do the service of the kahanim, umum and paislambay, and that blemishes, although he's an adult and he can do the avayda, but blemishes would invalidate him. Now, ben Levi, in contrast, a Levi, mi ben shleishim vad ben chamishim kash l'avayda, only from age 30 to age 50 is he valid to do the avayda of the Levim. And b'shanim paismoy, like we said, but the years do invalidate him. Now, says the Braisa, b'med v'amum, when did we say this, that years invalidate? That's only, like we mentioned before, b'oil moyo shabbat midbar, that's only in the tent of the assembly, the Mishkan that was in the desert. B'shila, b'beis elamim, but in Shiloh, and in the everlasting house, which means to say when the Beis HaMikdash was in Yerushalayim, that was called Beis HaLam, what we call the Beis HaMikdash, because after that was destroyed, then there was no other permissibility of ever having a Mizbeach, a Mikdash in any other place. In contrast, let's say by Shiloh, although that was already when they were in Eretz Yisrael, there was other permissible times for Bamas for private altars when they were naive and given in different places after Shiloh, but this is called Beis HaLam, the everlasting place, because there's no other place after that, which is where the Kesel is right now. Once they reached Shiloh, once they came to Eretz Yisrael, they weren't carrying anymore on their shoulders. Then they didn't have that invalidation about years, because that was only, like we said, when there was Avodas Masa. Rather, the invalidation of Levim would only be in their voice. If they can't carry a tune, if they can't sing well, then that's when they become invalidated, because that's one of the Avodas Levim, which is Dimei Shairim. Now, Amar Bisi says, Micro, what's the pasuk that shows this? It says, you continue to Tamid Beis, because the pasuk says, Vayihi Ka'achad, and this is the pasuk in Divrei Yamim Beis, that it's as one. Which means to say, it sounds like old Levim, even the elderly Levim. L'machatitzim u'l'mashayrim, for those who play the trumpets and for those who are singing, l'ashmir kalecha, that they have to voice it in one voice, meaning they have to beautify the choir, that it should all sound like one voice, and if his voice can carry, because he's old already, then that's already, he cannot fulfill this pasuk of how they have, the Levim are supposed to do their singing, and that would be a disqualification of that Levi. Now the Braisa said, Achi Yaskin, that the Kahanim are vowed to do the Avodah until they get older. Ad kama, oh, how old is that? So Amr Belal, Amr B'chanini says, Ad sheyirsas, until his hands and his feet are shaking because he doesn't have any stamina, any more energy, that would be an invalidating factor for Kahanim that is too old. Now, a similar type of halachic area says the Gemara, it's not how to learn that, but in the Mishnah, it's mikvais. The Mishnah says, a bal keri, a person who had a seminal emission, Shetavel v'lehitl mayim, so he has to immerse himself because he's considered tummy. So if he immersed himself, but he didn't urinate before he immersed in the mikvah, so he still has his liquid inside him. Likashiyatl tummy. So even though he went to the mikvah, but after he urinates, he's going to be tummy. Why? Because maybe that there's still some carry, some of that seminal emission that's still there at the edge of his male member, and it's going to come out now with his urination. Now, the point is that shechva zera, semen, contaminates, ritually, even just a minute amount, even the size of a mustard seed, as the Mishnah teaches, Masechtas Nida, that have memamanal. So therefore, if he didn't urinate, it might still be there, some residual, and therefore, even though he immersed himself, now that he's going to urinate, he's going to become tamei. That's a tanakam. Rabbi Yisim, he said it depends. It says, b'chayla u'bezakin tamei. Yeah, if the person's an ill person, or he's elderly, so then he didn't necessarily have that strength to get it all out beforehand, and therefore some of it might still be there. When he's going to urinate, it's going to come out, he's going to become tummy. But b'yelad or b'bari, but if let's say he's a youth, or he's a healthy person, then he's going to be tar, because we assume that all of it came out when it had originally come out, when he had that emission of carry. Says the Gemara, yelad ad kama, how old is someone considered a youth? Amr b'lo, Amr b'chanina, it's called sha'imir al ragle achas. The way to ascertain this is if he could stand on one foot, and standing on one foot, he could either take off his shoe, untie it, or tie his shoe, but while standing on one foot, that shows he's still a yelled, still shows he has the vigor, and therefore that would say that he probably had all the carry come out, and it was already out before he went to the mikveh. Now, Amar lo Rabbi Chanina, they said on Rabbi Chanina, who was saying this halacha, Shahayi ben Shmainim Shana, that he was 80 years old, and he could stand on one foot, and he could untie his shoe and tie his shoe while standing on one foot. So he was, according to his halacha, a yeled in that way with vigor up until age 80. Now, moreover, Amr B'chanina, he himself said that Chamen v'shemen shesachasni imi bialdusi, the warm water and the oil that my mother used to smear with when I was a young child, that's what stood me well in my old age, meaning because of the developmental, the way she took care of me, that kept me to an old age, and he was still like a yelled in that regard when he was age 80. Now, continuing on these previous halachas, the Gemara says, Tarban Lunna Braisa, Nismali Zekana. If the person's beard has filled out, then Roli Asa Shlich Tzibur. So then it's fit for him to be the agent of the public for all their needs. To blow the shofar, to excommunicate individuals, to appoint others as a parnas, it's people to take control of different appointments in the public. V'leirid lefnei ateva, and to go and what's called dam for the amid, be the shliach tzibur. V'lisis kapov, and also to do nesiyas kapayim, to do berchas kainim. Now that's regarding all these things. That's when his beard fills out. When is he vowed to do this service as a kohen? It's mishayavish deisaris from when he brings two pubic hairs, but not a minor, like we're going to explain later on, because it says ish mizaracha, a man from your children, talking to Aaron. Ish always connotes an adult. So he has to be an adult. Again, what's generally assumed at age 13, which is two pubic hairs. That's the Tanna Kamma. Rebbe, I mean, he says, only when he reaches age 20. Now, Amr Chazi says, my time, the Rebbe, what's the reason of Rebbe? Because the Chassid, the Pasuk says in Ezra, Vayimidu es alavim, that they appointed the Levim, he ben esrim shana v'mala, from age 20 and up, linatzech amalechas beis Hashem, to be in charge on the work of the house of Hashem. So you see, age 20 is when the work starts. Now, v'idach, but the Tanna Kamma, who said, no, it starts even at age 13, at 2 Cyrus, he says, no, that Pasuk is not approved, because linatzech shani. The term lenatzeach sounds like we're talking about something that needs nitzuach, which needs, you know, conquering, that needs something that's heavy work. Yeah, that would be when you reach the age of strength at age 20, but regular work for the kohanim started even when they had just two sires, two pubic hairs. Now, the pasuk asks on the proof itself of Rebbe, but v'ohai krub levim ksev. That pasuk is talking about levim, not kohanim, and we said actually by levim that it's not 13 or 20, their invalidation is only with their voice. So how can you explain this as a source for kohanim? Says the Gemara, it's Kudibishu ben Levi. Because the Amri Bishu ben Levi says, Be'esen v'arba mekaymas, in 24 places in Tanakh, Nikru Kahanim Levim, the Kahanim, it's really referring to Kahanim, they're called the Levim. V'zechad mehem, and this is one of them, he says, a pasuk in Yechezkel, V'akahanim ha-Levim b'nei Tzadik. The Kahanim, the Levim, the sons of Tzadik, who we know Tzadik as it brought in Tanakh was a Kayin, and they're calling his sons the Levim. Well, the reason why they're called Levim in 24 places, Rashi says, either because they're from Sheva Levi, or Rashi says, because actually we find by Minbar Yudches that the Kahanim are called V'yilavu Lecha, that they'll escort you, meaning because since they're attendants, they're the servants of the Jewish people, that's why they're called Levim. But again, it's really referring to the Kahanim, and therefore this Pasuk in Ezra that's being brought, although it says the word Levim, it really refers to Kahanim, and that's why the Rebbe, that's the proof for Rebbe, that it starts at age 20, which Tanna Kamma says is not a proof, that's L'natzeach, but regular work starts when they're 13, when they have Shtei Sires. Now, continuing on these halachas, as we mentioned before, trying to learn the Braisa, the Pasuk says, Miyikra ish mizaracha l'dayreisim. It's talking to Aaron, a man of your children for future generations, they will be doing this avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the word ish always connotes, but not a minor. Now, moreover, this Pasuk is talking about, it says, Ashayir by mum, a man of your children that will have a blemish, lo yigash, he can't come near to do the avodah. That sounds like it's telling us, only a man will, to invalidate him, is only through a mum, but a minor, even if he's unblemished, lo yigash, he can never do that vaida because he's not an ish. Mikanam Rebbe Elazar, from here is what Rebbe Elazar says, katan pasul avaida vafilatam. A minor is invalid to do that vaida even if he's unblemished. So me'imisai kashal avaida, so from when is he valid to do that vaida? It's mishayavish deisaris, so when he brings two pubic hairs, and that's when he's ready to consider an adult, that's when he's considered ish, he could do that vaida. Aval, but says the Tanna this braisa, achav hakahanim. However, although he's valid when he's 13, but his brothers to Kahanim, the Kahanim as a family, they're the ones who ain't manich and oisei lavad Hashem ben Chav, they don't let him do the avodah until he reaches the age of 20. But the rabbis, they don't invalidate him. They say when he's 13, he really can do the avodah, but the Kahanim themselves don't let him until he's 20. Now, this braisa, there's different interpretations how to understand it. Ikidamri, that those that say, ha Rebbe, the Tanna of this braisa is Rebbe, who we mentioned before, who he said that I say that the Kohanim doesn't do the avodah until he reaches age 20. So that's what this Bryce is teaching, and we're explaining that it's Rebbe himself, that Raphael Apostle de Rabbanon Lesle. Truthfully, Rebbe holds that, even rabbinically, a Kohen is not invalidated after the fact from doing the avodah after age 13, after he has two pubic hairs. This that Rebbe said he doesn't do the avodah until he's 20, that's because his Kohanim, his brothers, don't let him do it initially until he's 20. But like we see in this Braisa, that this is like Rebbe, is that really from age 13, if he does it, he could do it because that's really the halacha. When he says he only do it until 20, that's because the Kohanim technically don't let their brothers do it until they're 20. That's one interpretation. Be'ikadami, that those that say that, no. Rebbe is like psul d'rabban. Like we mentioned in the previous Braisa, Rebbe holds that no, rabbinically, even after the fact, until he's 20, he's not allowed to do the avodah. V'ha, but this Braisa says that he is valid after he has two sires. It's just that his brothers to come don't let him. That is Rabbanani. That's Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi. And the chiddush that we're learning in this price is that even the Rabbanan agree that it's only Ulekitchilahu, that however, that Ulekitchilahu delay. Although they said in the previous brisa, once you have two siris, the kohen can do that avodah. But what this brisa is teaching us, but initially not. Because, and that's why the brothers to come don't let him until he's 20. Aval, however, this that they had said in the previous brisa, that it is going to be valid, that's the evid of avodah sechera. That's after the fact. If he did it once he had two siris, it's going to be valid because ultimately, halachically, that's really the real halacha. But again, even they would agree, according to the second interpretation, that really they didn't let him do it until he's 20, the brothers accounted. But of course, if he did it after two siris, it's going to be valid because that's really what the halacha is. Now the Gemara continues with the next mishnah, again, continuing on the same theme of the previous mishnah is regarding the contrast of exclusivity of one thing in contrast to the other thing. Tar b'kli cheres, what's going to be remain tahar by an earthenware vessel is tamei b'chalakelim, is something that would actually contaminate all other vessels. And tar b'chalakelim, what's going to remain pure in regards to a tamei thing contaminating it from regarding all the other vessels is tamei b'chli cheres, is something that would actually contaminate by earthenware vessel. As we learn in the Braisa, Tanban, avir, the airspace, meaning if a tamei thing, let's say dead sheretz, is in the airspace, but it didn't touch of a kli cheres, of an earthenware vessel, tamei, that earthenware vessel becomes tamei. But in contrast, v'gabai, even if that tamei thing touched the back, it actually literally touched the back of the earthenware vessel, tar, it's going to remain tar, and it's not going to contract tumah that way. In contrast, the opposite is true, aver kol akelim, the airspace of all other vessels, as long as that tamei thing didn't touch the vessel itself, even though it's hanging in its airspace, tahar, those other vessels would remain pure. But v'gabam tamei, if that tamei thing touched the back of that vessel, it's going to be tamei. So says the Braisa, as we've said in previous Mishnayos, in the Braisa that explain them, nimtzeh tahar b'chli cheres, it comes out that what remains pure by earthenware vessel, by meaning touching the back of it, is tamei b'chalakelim, is what actually contaminates other vessels. Tahar b'chalakelim, what's pure by all other vessels, which is when something's just hanging in its airspace, is tamei b'chli cheres, contaminates the earthenware vessel. Says the Gemara, not merely, where do we know this from? Says the Gemara, turn around like we learned in the Braisa. The Pasuk says that v'chol kli cheres, in any earthenware vessel, asher yipul mehem, that will fall into them, el, as the Braisa quotes the Pasuk, taichai, into, inside of it. Now, taichai, inside of it, sounds like, says the Braisa, av pishalei naga, even if it doesn't touch it, as long as it's inside of it. So, therefore you see that an earthenware vessel will contaminate just by being in its airspace. And that says the Braisa, ato emer av pishalei naga, is that really so, that if it's inside of it, even though it doesn't touch? Maybe no. It has to touch and be inside of it. Maybe, yes, the back won't contaminate. But who said just by being in the airspace it contaminated? Maybe it has to be inside and touch. So on that, Rabbi Yonasan ben Avtul Masayim, he says, no. Nemer taichai lamata. We have a pasuk regarding contaminating. It says when the vessel itself, the earthenware vessel, will contaminate the food items that are inside of it. The pasuk says in Yikra Yud Aleph, whatever is inside the earthenware vessel will become tummy. So in that pasuk, when they're talking about the earthenware vessel contaminating something else, it says the word taichai over there. Whatever's inside of it, whatever food items inside of it, will become tummy. Now, v'nemer taichai li tamei, where there's a yud over here changing the pronunciation of this word. Then it says also, in regards to the vessel being contaminated, becoming contaminated, not contaminating something else, becoming contaminated from, let's say, a sheretz, from a creepy, one of the eight creepy creatures when it's dead, it says in the pasuk, kala sheyipol mehem el teichai, whatever one of these eight sheretzim will fall inside the earthenware vessel, that the earthenware vessel will become tame. So it says by both of them, the word teichai. So we learn, ma teichai amal tame, just like when it says regarding the earthenware vessel contaminating other things. It says teichai, whatever's inside of it. And there we know the halacha is, afa pishloi naga, even though the vessel's not touching what's inside of it, still it's going to contaminate all the food items and liquids that are inside its airspace, as the Gemara shortly is going to explain. So af teichai amal tame. So then also when it says the word teichai in the vessel becoming contaminated, when you're putting something tummy inside of it to make the vessel tame, is also afa pishloi naga, even though the tumah didn't touch the vessel itself, even though it's just in its airspace. So now the Gemara asks, v'hasa menalan, how do we know we're comparing litame to litame? How do we know that the earthenware vessel contaminates other things that's inside of it, even though it doesn't touch? So Rabbi Yonasan, he says, because ha'tayra ha'ida al kli cheres, the Torah testified regarding an earthenware vessel when it says kol asher b'toyche, it says whatever's inside of it, which as a continued type of chafayim and alf, that tells us v'fila moli chagul. Even if the earthenware vessel is filled up with mustard seeds, which the vessel's not touching whatever's inside of it, it's only touching what's close to the walls. And still it's telling us whatever's inside becomes tame, even those mustard seeds in the middle are becoming tame. How are they becoming tame? Not by touching the vessel. Obviously, they're becoming tame from the airspace of the earthenware vessel. Because as Rashi points out, you can't say that, no, maybe I'll tell you the middle mustard seeds become tame because the ones who are touching the walls of the earthenware vessel become tame, which then touch the other mustard seeds and the other ones are going all the way to whatever the mustard seeds in the middle, and that's how they become tame. How do you know it's from the airspace? So Rashi says 3 points. First of all, the mustard seed is very small, and it's not the size of a kabeya of an egg, and the halacha is something less than an egg cannot be metame, cannot contaminate something else. So it wouldn't be able to transmit it to the other mustard seeds. Second of all, ein oichel metame oichel, a food item cannot contaminate another food item. And third of all, if that would be the case, it would be through transmission from the ones who are only touching the vessel going all the way to the middle ones. In transmission, tumah always keeps on going lower and lower levels of tumah. So that would make the second one a sheni, then the next one would be a shlishi. Once you really get to, and you have barely any because mustard seeds are very small, once you're at the third one, the shlishi, cannot make the next one a revi to make the middle one's tummy because it already would have stopped making tummy. You don't make a chulun item into chamishi shishi. It stops at a certain point, and therefore, it's obvious it's becoming tummy from the airspace. So just like we see that letame, to me, metame is something else. The earthen vessel is even just in its airspace. For it itself to become tummy, as we're pointing out in the Mishnah and the Brisa, is also by just being in its own airspace.